There's a festival underway in Devonport at the moment. It's called the Devonport Learning Festival. It runs for the whole month of September. The project manager is Cathy Priestley, who joins me now. Good afternoon, Cathy.
Afternoon, Martin.
Thanks for your time. Now, this started on Thursday, and it's the first time we've had this, and you weren't thinking of a 1 or 2 day festival. You weren't even thinking of a week-long festival. You've gone right, jumped in the deep end and made it for a month. So it must have taken a lot of planning.
Yeah, it's come together pretty easy. It's bringing together groups across the city that have already engaged with learning and highlighting and celebrating what they do. So when we chatted about it, we thought, let's go for a whole month and get the whole month in people's minds. It's easy to remember that it's happening for all of September.
Okay, there's an old saying, you learn something every day, and that's very much the case. And when people think of education, they think of a classroom-based situation, and it can be lots of other things beside that, can't it?
It definitely is, and the festival really highlights the differences in learning. You know, the casual learning, the formal learning, there's lots of different activities happening both for kids and adults. For men only, all sorts of things across the city in many different places and spaces.
We're talking courses, workshops, lectures, tutorials, and more traditional education opportunities as well.
That's right. You've got things like Cooking for Blokes at the Devonport Community House, which is coming up on Saturday the 10th at 10:30, or you can go along to the Sprake and Bowls Club and engage in their Come and Try Day and have a go at bowls on Sunday the 25th.
Okay, so that's classes education because you're learning something?
Yeah.
That's
right.
It's when you look at it in that light, it can mean so many different things for so many people.
It can, yes. It's about getting yourself outside or out to a class or off to somewhere and just engaging with other people and learning something new.
Now, most of the events are free, although there are probably a small admission charge on some of them just to cover the expenses, but generally they're either cheap or free to go to.
That's correct. All of our events, we made a criteria that they had to be not-for-profit or just to cover the cost of materials for the event.
I've got some information here about why the Learning Festival was brought about, to raise awareness of classes, events, to promote events, also to raise awareness of the benefits of learning, to recruit new learners, to demonstrate the benefits and positive impact of learning, to funding agencies and local politicians. And that's an important point, that one too, Cathy, because when you identify there's a need for knowledge and education in a certain area, you've got a case to take to someone to fund it then, haven't you?
That's correct. And that's what we're hoping to grow into the future, that this will become an annual event. And we'll be looking for further sponsorship and to increase that. And through the activities this year, we'll be monitoring what people want and how much they engage with different activities, and we'll be seeking extra support and funding from politicians and other groups for that in the future.
Okay, now, before you had your coughing fit, you mentioned that it was... we can make fun about this. It's only me and you and a few people listening. Maybe not. you mentioned that the events are being promoted through the individual website. So where's a good starting point for someone who may be new to the area and doesn't know some of these places, or someone from outside of Devonport? Because it's not necessarily restricted to Devonport residents, is it?
No, not restricted to Devonport residents at all. The Devonport Council site has the full program available on it, and there's also a Living Plus, the plus symbol, learning Facebook site, and that has all the individual activities and the full program on it as well. Or if you'd prefer a hard copy, you can drop into the Devonport link and they've got hard copies available.
Awesome, Cathy. Thanks for your time on that this afternoon. I'll let you go and have a drink of water, and hopefully the rest of it will run. Just what's the response been like so far, by the way?
The response has been really good for people. We gave away 250 festival show bags the other day, 100 in the first hour.
Wow.
With the program. So we've distributed about 800 programs and show bags across town, and people are turning up for events, so that's really good.
That's good. I hope the rest of it goes as well for you. It's got the potential to become even bigger and better in the future. Thanks for your time this afternoon.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Cathy Priestley, who's the project manager for the Devonport Learning Festival. It's the first one, but just go to the Devonport City Council website if you want to find out more details about that as well.